What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baseball with the Royals, that's where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals, come and watch it with me.
Get warm in Kansas City, it's time for the boys in blue. Bobby, Vinny, Salvy, Massey, Freddie, MJ, Indy, Walker, Reagan's, Lugo, Maddie, Q.
Figured that's in my glove for the third out of the inning, but it just kept going. So Frazier got it up into the breeze and away it went.
So that was Diddy Matthews there on the call yesterday with the Frazier home run. The Royals win 6-2. They sweep the White Sox and do exactly what we wanted them to do for this weekend series. Just keep beating the worst team in baseball.
That's right.
That's exactly what they did. Three games, three wins. Bring on Texas for four Monday through Thursday for one hell of a series.
But that's what you have to do in sports, right? You're going to face teams that are good than you. You're going to face teams that are better than you. And you're going to have a tough time with those teams. When teams are worse than you in any sport, you keep that losing team losing. And the Royals did exactly what they were supposed to do. And that was beat up on the Chicago White Sox and take a three-game series and sweep a three-game series from the White Sox. Because if you would have given just one of those games back, if you would have lost that game yesterday, the way that yesterday went, you'd be what? Right at 500. You would be right at 500. And then you would be five games behind everybody because everybody won again yesterday. And that's the thing, man.
If you lost yesterday, it'd be 62 and 61. They're two games up.
That's right. So, yeah, but if going into yesterday's game, they were 62 and 61.
Oh,
right?
That's right. Yeah. 62, 62. Sorry.
Right. So if you would have lost yesterday, you would have been right at 500. And then you would have been five games back of the Yankees and everybody like that in the wild card because they went on and won yesterday. And so that big swing in the seventh inning was huge for the Royals yesterday, both from a winning the game standpoint, but also maintaining where you are in the standing standpoint as well. And that's what kind of stinks about the hole that they dug themselves. And they play great baseball all season long, and they're still four games back of that wild card. And we'll talk to Vern coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes. I'm interested to see where he feels this team is headed after that great weekend series against the Chicago White Sox. But now you got to keep this momentum rolling, right? Texas is coming in, and I know they won yesterday, but they're not an above 500 team right now. You got to continue to play good baseball and use these three games against the White Sox as momentum, as a confidence boost to say, hey, we got the Rangers now. That's a team we're in a dogfight with. Let's go kick their ass too.
Yeah, just what you're seeing from this team now is like finally what you wanted to see all year long. Mm-hmm. You're seeing hitting, complement pitching, two runs yesterday. I thought Noah Cameron was fine in his start. It wasn't great, but, you know, held it together. And the bats are starting to play a part. And everybody kind of knows what their role is. Like, Michael Garcia has been consistently good. Bobby Wood Jr. has been consistently doing his thing this year with doubles and stolen bases. I think he's got 38 doubles and close to 35 stolen bases. The guy's still raking his way through the lineup. Salvador Perez has been an absolute gem behind home plate.
Look at his numbers right now. If I would have told you Salvy was going to hit about 250, 25 home runs, and 80 RBIs on this season, you would have signed up for that, right?
Yeah.
And that's why with baseball, so many people want to just rush to making these determinations about everybody. And for the first couple of months of the season, Salvy was washed, according to Carrington and Rob. He was in the Kelsey category, and now he's been the catalyst for your team. That's why the beauty of baseball is you're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. You'd like to find some consistency, but you can't make these rash decisions all the time about these players because everybody, not just Robin Carrington, my good friend Jim had been texting me for months about Salvy being washed and whatnot. Now he's like, I guess I was wrong about that. He's not washed anymore. That's why you have to let that season kind of play itself out because Salvy's having an unbelievable offensive season right now with those numbers.
Do you think this team's a playoff team?
I do right now. Yeah, I do. I think they're playing good baseball right now. They just got to keep it going. The starting pitching to me has really been the catalyst all season long. And we've talked about it pretty much since April, you know, World Series rotation and minor league offense. Well, the offense is starting to produce better and it's starting to keep you in games. And now you've got, you know, your rotation pitching well right now. That Lugo is a concern. We'll get to him in just 1 second. But I think with Cameron stepping up the way that he's been pitching lately, Waka's been pitching good for you lately. Like, you've got some starters in there right now that are going to give you an opportunity to win games if you are able to make it into October. I mean, we saw it with the new guys that were acquired too. Those guys have been outstanding for this organization. So I think they've got the horses to do it. They just got to find a way to push through and take that 4-game deficit and change that a little bit. I hate looking at that number 4 constantly sitting right there in front of me in the game's back standings.
Half game behind Cleveland, 4 games behind the Yankees, or as the text line helps us out as a coach, tiebreaker for the Yankees, so technically it's 5.
That's right. Yes, thank you.
But you're blaming Freddie Fermin for Seth Lugo's woes.
Well, I mean, the numbers are the numbers, and Seth Lugo was dominating when he pitched to Freddie Fermin. Listen to these numbers. A 2.12 ERA with Freddie Fermin behind the plate. That's pretty damn good, right? Mm-hmm. With Salvi catching Seth Lugo, he's got a 4.84 ERA, and when this Maley guy catches Seth Lugo, he has a 4.5 ERA. 2+ runs per game difference, two and a half runs per game per game difference with Maley, and almost 3 runs per game difference with Salvador Perez catching him behind the plate. Seth Lugo's going to have to figure out a way to adjust to those two catchers, because if he can't figure it out, then we're kind of screwed going forward. We just gave this gentleman $47 million. He can't just be effective when Freddie Fermin is behind the plate.
Seth Lugo has not pitched more than 6 innings in a start since July 23rd.
I know.
4 innings last start, 4 innings the one before that, 4.2, 5.2, and 6 was the last 5 starts for Seth Lugo. Earned runs in his last 5 starts, 6, 7, 2, 3, 2.
Yeah.
It's been a tough go. 6 hits in 4 innings, 9 hits in 4 innings, 4 hits in 4 innings, 7 and 5 and 2/3, and 4 and 6. His last real great start against the Chicago Cubs on the road when they won 8-4. Now,
and we all thought that was his last start for the Royals, too. Yeah.
And also in his 5 starts, they are 3-2 as a team, not necessarily his wins. But yeah, the concerning game on Wednesday against the Washington Nationals, where he gives up the grand slam in the first inning, you're staring down the barrel with 5-0 of a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
You fought back, you still lost, but you were in such a deep hole that it didn't matter how far you fought. Felt like you were just losing the whole game no matter what once that grand slam was hit. I know the end of the first, it was 5-3, but still, if he gives up a 2-run shot, it's 3-2. And you don't have to worry about scoring 7-8 runs in that game. But yeah, it's been a struggle since that started, but...
But you went also and got 2 starting pitchers out of that deal too. And that's what you have to keep in mind. Like Ryan Berger was really, really good over the weekend, right? Like that's a nice pickup. And I would trade Freddie Fermin 10 times for Ryan Berger if we're going to have the opportunity to get the kid to pitch like he's pitched since he's come over here to Kansas City. This one to me is on Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo is the veteran guy. He's the $47 million contract guy out there. He's the guy that looks like your dad coaching you in softball or whatever the case may be, right? Like, he's the one that's got to figure it out. You're throwing to a Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez. It's not up to Salvi to kind of figure this thing out. Seth Lugo has to find a way to get comfortable with somebody other than Fermin behind the plate.
Yeah, tonight it's Michael Walker versus Jack Leiter.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
In Kansas City, that game starts at 6:40, which means Vern's On Deck show starts at 5:30. Vern will join our show in an hour from now. We go to the text line from the 913. Seth Lugo's an aging pitcher who had a couple of good years, should not have paid him.
That same text would have come in had they traded Seth Lugo. I can't believe we traded Seth Lugo. He was our ace.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.